This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Welcome to Storytime with Friends. My name is Katie. Today's story is entitled The Star Keeper. When a young girl finds a fallen star, her impulse is to protect it and keep it hidden. But she soon discovers the real secret to keeping a star's glow alive. Here is The Star Keeper, written and illustrated by Faith Prey. Published by Random House, New York. The world had been dark for a long time. Rainy, lonely, dark. There's a picture of a young girl walking through dark and rainy streets of her village with no one around but her striped cat. Her face is downcast. She approaches a fountain in the town square to feed the fish. Every morning, the girl fed the fish and waited for things to be different. But every morning, the world stayed the same. On one especially wet day, the girl got tired of waiting. She made an enormous wish. She wished the lonely dark away. The young girl sees a ball of light in the fountain. What was this? A star! It was beautiful and warm and perfect. She longed to keep it for herself, and there's a picture of her wrapping it in her navy sweater. But the girl could tell that the star didn't want to be kept hidden. It needed the girl to help it shine. And in the illustration, the star has escaped the sweater, and the young girl and cat are chasing after it. Surely the best place for a star to light up the world, she thought, was someplace grand. But the people in the fancy house were busy. They didn't even want to stop and see the star. The girl and the star felt small. Next, the girl tried taking it to the shops. Shopkeepers are sensible, the girl figured. Maybe they would know what to do. But even though she knocked and knocked, the door stayed shut. The girl and the star shivered. Finally, the girl took the star to the center of the village. Maybe someone there would be able to help. But no one seemed interested. The star was gloomy now, shrinkier, wilted. The girl felt it too. By now, the star was as small as a smudge, and the world felt the same. I must not be very good at taking care of stars, thought the girl. Perhaps I should forget my wish. Someone else could try to help it shine. She found a perfect spot for giving up. Only, someone was already there. Two someones. And we see in the picture that the young girl and her cat have discovered two children taking shelter under the bridge, a boy and a girl. Maybe there was something the girl could do. It was a very small thing. She shared her sweater and a tiny piece of the star. Now the star seemed rounder, shinier, glowy. And in the picture, we see that the young girl has given her navy sweater to the boy to keep him warm. Maybe, thought the girl, there were lots of small somethings she could do with the star. And in the next picture, the young girl sees a woman carrying an umbrella, walking in a cemetery and stopping at a gravesite, looking very sad. The young girl has a bouquet of flowers in her hand that we later see she's given to the woman. The girl and the star went everywhere, Each time she found something to do or someone to help, the girl broke off a bit of the star. And each time, the star grew. Maybe she did know how to be a star keeper. And in the illustrations, we see just how good a star keeper she is. She stops at the bakery, and the baker gives her a basket of baguettes. The young girl shares some of the baguettes with an old man sitting alone on a bench. And then the old man shares some of his bread with the birds. And the woman who was so sad at the gravesite shares her umbrella with the two children who had been taking shelter under the bridge, so they all can stay dry. The girl even shared some of her bread with all the dogs in the village. Maybe she did know how to be a star keeper, because it did shine, not all at once, not in a grand way, but in tiny sparks that warmed and flamed. And joined stars upon stars upon stars that chased away the lonely dark. And the world was different. And in the last illustration, the rain and the darkness have gone away, the night sky sparkles, and the village is bustling with happy, smiling people, and our young heroine, the star keeper, is holding her cat, looking out at us with a smile as bright as a star. That was The Star Keeper, written and illustrated by Faith Prey, showing us that one small act of kindness leads to another and another and makes our whole world a brighter place to be. Thank you for joining me. I hope you'll tune in next time for more story time with friends. My name is Katie, and until we read again, so long.